Tam orada bu. 200'ünü verdik. Do you understand? He says, second from the water.
Yes.
And it's food on the land. So, you may give the seed very velvet,
yes,
cushion, anything, all nice thing. But will the seed will be comfortable?
No.
Similarly, if you, the we, living entities, we are spirit soul. We are not this material body. Unfortunately, our system of education is so dull that the authorities do not know that we are not this body. Yes, spirit soul. Still, there are big philosophers, big politicians, big leaders, social authorities. The real thing is mistake. We are accepting this body itself. Or he is thinking that the bodily comforts will make me happy. But that cannot be. Because the body is made of matter. And we are spirit soul. Same thing. Water, you catch the things and put on the land, it will never be. So long he'll continue to have this material body, there cannot be any happiness. And so many problems. The main problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So this is due to this material body. Therefore, an intelligent man should know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, my field of activities are on the spiritual platform, and then I will be happy. So Krishna consciousness movement means educating people how to be situated on the spiritual platform and be happy. This is Saman Sastra of Krishna consciousness.
Do you think that chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the only way to achieve liberation?
Yes. The Hare Krishna mantra means Krishna, the Lord, and Hare, or Hara, means Krishna's energy. You are there, the heater is there, and the heating energy is there. Similarly, Krishna is there, and Krishna's energies are there. Just like the sun is there, and the sun's energy is there, the sun's time. Heat and light, is it not? There is heat and light, that is from the sun. But still the heat and light is different from the sun. Suppose you are in the sun's time. In one sense, you are in the sun, and in another sense, you are not in the sun. Because sun's temperature is so high, as you were in the sun, you would have been immediately blown up, brought into ashes. But you are in the sun's sign, the energy of sun. So, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is situated as the supreme fire. And whatever we are experiencing, that is his energy. Although sun is, for example, sun is 93 million miles away, But account of the sun's energy spread, we are feeling the presence of sun. Finally, we have to associate with God, Krishna, by chanting His holy name. Because Krishna being absolute, He is not different from His name. And therefore, if we chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then He is directly associated with Krishna.
In all scriptures that I've read, it's always said that the disciple of the devotee must remember God's name, remember it constantly. So, we're saying that the Hare Krishna mantra is God's name. How do we know this?
I don't know your name.
My parents did.
So, of course. Similarly, from our community, we have to know. Thank you.
What about other religions such as Christianity?
There is no second religion. There is only one religion. That is God consciousness. Now, as soon as you designate Christian, Hindu, Muslim, that is party, designated religion. Just like you are here, and you are in black coal. So, if I say black Mr. Satan, to say black Mr. Satan is there's no need. Mr. Satan is substitute. But we have been accustomed to say like that, black Mr. Satan says, white Mr. Satan says. Similarly, religion is one. But due to our sophisticated mind, we call it Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, origin to come in.
I'm not
working for
much.
So, there cannot be, but particularly in our circumstances we call it, but religion is one. That means to abide by the laws of God. That is religion. If you do not know what is God, what is His law, then you know it. But religion means to abide by the laws of God. Yes. It cannot be Hindu, Muslim, Christian. It's like the state law. So, there are many persons, citizens of the state. The law is not that it is for the Christians, it is for the Jews, it is for the Negro, it is for the white man. It is not like that. Law is the same for everyone. You can call it, this is Negro law, this is white law, this is black law. No. That is not very scientific. Scientific means that God is there and we are all, God is great, we are all subordinate and we have to obey the orders of God. That is religion. Am I right or not?
You are right.
Therefore you cannot say Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, religion is religion. God is neither Hindu, Muslim, Christian. God is God. God is one. It may be that God is one, but we understand Him from different angles of vision. And that different angles of vision may be called as Christian angle vision, the Hindu angle vision, the Jews angle vision, but that is angle of vision. Just as the sun is there, here we see it is not so bright, but you Atma-Karibian type, what he's saying, is very bad. So his appreciation of the sun is different from your appreciation here. It is cloudy, it is misty. But the sun is the same. There is no such thing as Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. It is all sophisticated. Religion is one. You must know what is God, and you must know what is order and abide by it here. Yes. We are teaching that.
And your love verse, since religion is one, do you think man will enter into a dual marriage in which he will accept one God?
If you do not accept that, who is? If God is one, God cannot be two.
So, as you have proven, is the purpose of human life to realize God?
Yes.
Yes.
That is the only purpose. Except this purpose, fulfilling. Anything we are getting, that is animalism. When the dog is jumping, we are also jumping. Like that. It is dog dancing, that's all. What is the difference? The dog is thinking, I am very strong dog. And another man, I am in his mind. So what is the difference? Mentality is the same. To think of this body, that I am this body, and that is equal to the dog, to the man. When one understands that I am not this body, I am spiritual, and that is humanity.
Srila Prabhupada, have you realized God?
What do you think? What is your opinion?
I can say it.
But if I say yes, then what do you understand? If you are not yourself, a spark, then even if I say yes, I am God realized, I will take it as truth. If you do not know what is God realization, then how you can ask this question and I will be satisfied with the answer? You do not know.
Well, what is God realization?
Then you are asking, have you got realized? If I say yes, then I will believe it. You do not know what is God realization. Then why do you put this question? You do not know yourself. If I say yes, how do you understand that I am right? That you should not put all these questions. There is no value. You do not know yourself what is God realization. Yeah, that's like a medical man, if he asks another man, medical man. So if he says yes, then medical man is understand him by technical terms, so there is no use. So unless one is medical man, what is the use of asking another man, are you medical man? Unless you are prepared to take the answer, whatever I give. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Then it is all right. I am seeing God every moment. So, unless you are prepared, you take the answer. We should not put up.
In one verse, do you see meditation as a means to God's
will? Yes, meditation is also a means, but you cannot meditate now. Because you do not know what is God. How is meditation? Meditation upon something. But if you do not know what is God, upon whom you meditate? First of all, you must know. Besides, we know God, Krishna. And Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, always think of me, this is me. So we meditate upon Krishna. That is perfect meditation. Even meditation means to think of God. And if you do not know what is God, how do you think of?
It's written in many scriptures that God is light. In
God is everything.
God is everything.
God is that, my God. We say God is that from whom everything comes. So light also comes, darkness also comes. So darkness also comes from God.
And this meditation is a way to see the God and find yourself, to see God.
Yes. That is the description of meditation. Dhyana vastitata vilatena manasa apasyanti yam yogina. The yogi is by their mind concentrating upon God. They try to see him. So, he must know what is God. Just like our institution, they know what is God, the description of God. They can think of God. But if you have no idea of God, how do you think of?
In your book, you talk about Brahma Loka, which I suppose is heaven.
No, there are many lokas. Heaven also one of them. Brahma Loka also one of them. Don't you see so many planets, sister? So there are innumerable planets. Some of them may be Brahma Loka, Chandra Loka, Varun Loka, Surya Loka, so many others. So Brahma Loka is one of the planets.
So that's actually a physical planet.
Hey, don't you see physical planets? This sun is not a physical planet. What do you mean by physical?
Well, actually existing on material.
So don't you see existing so many planets? At night, any one of them, what they are?
Sun.
Okay.
So, actually heaven is...
Oh yes.
In this material universe.
Yes. It's like when you say United States of America. That's actually a place. There are living entities, there are men, mountains, rivers, everything is there. Similarly, all these planets are inhabited by living entities. There are similarly cities and towns and mountains and rivers and oceans, everything is there. A different pattern. It's like the moon planet. It is the temperature is 200 degrees below zero. So you cannot go and live there. But there are living entities who can live there. Just like even on this planet, there are living entities in the Arctic region. But for us it is very difficult to live there. And there are different climatic influences, even on this planet. One place is suitable for one kind of man, another place is suitable for another. It's like we are Indian, we cannot tolerate such strong, but it comes thinking. Cool. Similarly, in India, you cannot tolerate the scorching heat. So, for each and every planet, there are different patterns of living entities. They say, you cannot live within water. For that reason, you cannot say, nobody can live in the water. There is prison. You cannot live, you say. There are so many pieces, varieties of pieces. You see? Don't carry your present experience to others. That is not very good karma. Here, the so-called scientists are saying, in other planets there is no limit. What? They are putting so many reasons that this is lacking, this is lacking. But what do you know? What is lacking and what? These things are not accepted. You do not know anything about the other planets. Some can say there is no limit.
Is
there a Hare Krishna movement in India? Yes.
I promise you.
Huh? I promise you. How strong? Yeah. As strong as you think. Because in every village, every town, every home, there is Hare Krishna. You see?
Can you see a time coming when all mankind will be united?
That is very difficult to say. But we can be united on the spiritual platform. Not on the material. It is not possible.
Do you think that stage is possible within this generation?
It's possible at any time, provided people get to spiritual life. But they will not take me. For example, one of the items of spiritual life is no meat eating. So, do you think this pleasure will be taken by everyone? This is one of the acts of spiritual life. No meat eating.
Is that a necessary?
Oh yes. Without, if you don't stop meat eating, you cannot understand what is spiritual life. Sinful life cannot understand what is God, what is devotion.
And is that the same for other
patients, sinful, yes. Or, I think, we probably, our students, they do not indulge. Illicit sex life, meat, cheese, air, eating, intoxication up to cigarette smoking, drinking tea, coffee, and gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. So unless one gives up these four things, he cannot understand what is God, what is God's kingdom, what is our business, nobody can.
Drinking tea and coffee also?
Oh yes. It is also intoxicated.
In a lot of scriptures I read, there's a lot of references to breath.
Yeah.
And the breath is being in
breathing.
Yeah. So it's gone. And there are some yogis which concentrate on the breath.
Yes. There are different areas within the body, controlling the ears. Putting this soul is already floating in the air. So this yogi mystic process can bring the soul from different places and then they bring it here. And there are certain where he has to go and then from this hole, this part of this hole. Brahmananda Vipa, he says,
Cerebral, cerebral.
And there is some hole. From that hole, and this hole goes out to any planet he likes. That is perfection of yoga. But yet in your country, Vijola means a certain type of exercise.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
And this past devotional yoga, Bhakti yoga, that is the path to this time, to this age?
Yes. Bhakti yoga is the real yoga.
Mm.
In time, this Bhagavad Gita, by yoga system, is described. The Lord says, Yoginaroti sarve mandra samantara sadhyaman vajati yuman samijitva. The first class yogi is he, who is always thinking of me, of Krishna, within his. He's first class yogi. So, our students are being educated how to think of Krishna always, 24 hours, without any stop. And that is first class yogi.
If you have to think about something, don't you first have to see that thing?
Yes.
Well, are you showing your devotees Krishna?
Oh yes, certainly.
Then what is what is Krishna? What is Krishna?
Then ask them.
Yeah.
You have seen already. Ask them. Then tell you what is Krishna.
Mm.
Understand? If he says something about Krishna, he'll accept it. Huh?
Yes.
He'll accept
it? Yes.
And see, he has Krishna.
But that's a painting.
That is painting. Suppose your painting is there. And I'm not saying that here is Mr. Sutton.
Yes.
Yes? Yeah? What is wrong there?
Well, the artist would have been looking at me to paint what he showed me. Well, was the...
Your photograph, is that yours, eh?
Yes, it is.
Similarly, it is Krishna's painting. But the difference is that you cannot talk with your photograph, but you can talk with Krishna's photograph. That is the
difference. some of these pictures are slightly different. They show...
On principle, it is that Krishna's collar is there, Krishna's flute is there, Krishna's peacock feather is there. These are described in the Shastra. Devam kandantam aravinda dalayatasam varahavasam samushitam vajatam. So, Krishna's, suppose even hand painting of yourself, one man paints a little different. From your face, I don't know, but on the whole, it is the same. Exactly. Krishna is not depending on the painting, but on the feature of his description as it is in the heart. Krishna's collar is described there, Krishna's foot of feather is described there, Krishna's food is there, Krishna's eternal concert, pramaya keli, in loving mood, always, Krishna. Pramaya keli kalavirasam is always an Indian spirit. So, we get the idea of Krishna. And Krishna being absolute, the idea of Krishna and Krishna is not given.
But if a painter was to paint a picture of me, or of Alan, or anybody, first they'd take the subject, and the subject would be a living person, and then they'd paint the picture, and the picture would be... And
yes, and then it's there.
Mm.
The Krishna's collar is bleached, Krishna has got in his hand a flute, Krishna has got a peacock feather on his head, Krishna stands, little carving, Tribhanga Lalitam. Tribhanga means three ways is carved. You see, Tribhanga, three times is carved. Shyamanu Tribhanga Lalitam, Niyatam Prakasam. This is the description of the Veda. My students have painted so many pictures, so I have given simply the hints. that this thing care should be like this.
Mm.
So they take note and make the picture, and people very much appreciate our picture.
Mm.
So you can paint pictures by taking hints from the authority. That is going on. So if you are intelligent, you can make almost like that.
But still somebody must have seen Krishna.
Yes.
To actually.
Yes, paint Krishna. So Krishna, when he was present on this earth, so many people saw him.
Mm.
And since then, there are so many temples of Krishna's deity, Krishna's form. The same thing, and it is stated in Vedic literature. They saw also personally. And they made statues. They are being worshipped regularly. There are thousands of temples of Krishna. They are worshipped.
But is anybody actually seen Krishna?
Yes.
Today?
Yes. That's right. Your grandfather has seen your father. Or your father has seen your grandfather. You may not have seen. But your father can describe about your grandfather. My father was like this, like this. What is the difference?
He asked if anyone now has seen Krishna.
How now one can see? He has to see through the parampara, succession. You are not seeing your great-grandfather. How do you know that you are? How do you know?
That my great-grandfather
or his father, you are not seeing. How do you believe?
But your parents are telling it.
Yes. So therefore, you have to receive the knowledge from the authorities, parampara.
But Krishna is, supposedly Krishna is eternal, or that is indestructible.
Yes.
So, surely he must be existing.
Yes,
today.
He is existing. Just like at night, the sun is existing, but he has no eyes to see him. That does not mean the sun does not exist. It is your deficiency, you cannot see.
So we need divine sight.
Whatever it may be, you require qualification. Similarly, Krishna is always existing. You require the qualification that is described in the Premanjana Sharita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Vidaya Sujilopaya. Those who are friendly persons and in ecstatic love with Krishna, they are seeing 24 hours Krishna. But you have to understand, if you love somebody, you are seeing him or her always. Is it not?
That's
right. It requires the qualification of love. Then Krishna will be visible 24 hours. It's not easy. These things are described. Deham Sadhidhiptanam Paritam Kiduku Pratijogam Dhanam. Come, that means talks. I give him intelligence. That means unless he talks, how he can give it to do this? So you have to qualify yourself to hear Krishna, to see Krishna. Otherwise Krishna is all open.
Swamis and gurus and religious people throughout the world. How does one know which is a true guru? How does one recognize a true guru?
One who knows Krishna is guru. There is a reference. That's all.
What was the test of the true guru?
He is the type of Krishna will ask you to become devotee of Krishna. His business is to propagate Krishna. That is the symptom of it.
Srila Prabhupada, if we don't know what Krishna is, then and he's
still get a bona fide spiritual master, then how do we call that part? Good fortune?
Yes.
That is good and great, doesn't it?
সেই সেই ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব কোন সাম ফর্চুনেট পারসন এই সেই ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপা পায় হচ্ছে Find out the teachings of the Guru Sahib.
What chapter?
The content.
Teachings of Rupa Goswami. In the next chapter is Sanatana Goswami.
What is that? There is no Vedma teachings to Rupa Goswami?
Yes, and there's one chapter. I'm looking through the chapter from page 21 to 39.
There is teaching to Rupa Goswami.
It's called teachings to Rupa Goswami.
Here comes God's teaching. That is stated that in this way, wondering, believing in entities by the mercy of Krishna. Fortunate.
Within this Brahmanda universe, there are innumerable living entities.
Yes.
And according to their own sources of activities, they are transmigrating from one species of life to another, and from one planet to another. In this way, their engagement in material existence is being continued since time immemorial. The living entities are atomic parts and parcels of the Supreme Spirit. There is, however, a measurement for the length and breadth of the atomic spiritual spark. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 87th chapter, 36th verse, that if you divide the top of a hair into 100 parts, and again, if you divide one part of that into another 100 parts, such 1/10,000th part of the tip of a hair is the length and breadth of the individual soul. This is also confirmed in the Vedas, in the Sitar-Sitaro Upanishad. This atomic magnitude of the individual living entity is again described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 16th chapter, 11th verse, as follows. This is a speech given by one of the four Kumaras, known as Sananda, on the occasion of performing a great sacrifice. He said, O Supreme Truth, if the living entities were not infinitesimal living sparks of the Supreme Spirit, then each minute spark would have been all pervading, and there would be no necessity of the very control.
If the living entity is equal to the Supreme Being, then suppose you are a living entity, you could speak everything of what is going on in others or body. You cannot say what I am thinking. I cannot say what you are thinking. Therefore, I or you are not all pervading. We are limited. Mm-hmm. That is the limit.
But if the constitution of the living entity is accepted as being the minute part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then automatically he becomes a controlled living entity under supreme energy or power. This is his constitutional position. Therefore, if he remains as he is created in that natural position, he can attain...
We are created as being controlled. So instead of aspiring to become controller, if we remain controlled, that is our natural position.
custom rakhte hain, they are trying to become controlled. And by meditation I said, I have become God. So if you are a God, then how you have become God? This is like a decision. The so-called science. Do they not say I am God? Do they not say? I am God, you are God, and you are God.
No, some of them are
God. Some of them, I am talking to some of them.
Yes.
Some of them are not all fully. Some of them are fully. So this fully is, first they say that I am God, you are God, everyone is. This is foolishness. We are not God. We are part and parcel of God. Quality can be one. But we are not the supreme being. We are living being, but not supreme being.
God is inside.
God is inside, outside, everywhere.
Who do you think Jesus Christ was?
So let us finish one. Jesus Christ himself says that he's Son of God. That's all.
Yes.
Yes, all right.
But if you take a drop of water and merge it back into an ocean, this is an example that's often given, I think, by this master, that if you take a drop of water and you put it into an ocean, that drop becomes one with that ocean.
The drop of water becomes water?
No, but it becomes merged in that ocean.
That's all right. Merging is defined. But the ocean remains, the ocean.
Yes.
And you remember the drop. Because now, suppose your body, material body, earth, water, air, now when this body will be decomposed, so this form will not remain. Does it mean that your body has become the whole universal material animal?
It's still a body different from soul.
That body is a draw in the bigger material element.
Yes.
That does not mean your body has become the whole material element.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, a drop of ocean water is drop always. It does not become ocean. It appears that it is mixed up, but that is a mixed up does not mean the drop is become a ocean. That is not the fact.
But when the said the drop mixes with the ocean,
yes.
Like the human finite form merging with the infinite, then it acquires the powers of the infinite.
Mixes means, that's right. The drop is in, it's like a green bar. Enters into a tree, which is also green. So if to my eyes it appears that the bar is mixed up. But actually it is not there. Suppose an aeroplane, you see aeroplane saying, then after some you see, there is no aeroplane, it is the same star. It is mixed up. It is not mixed up. Your eye is a different thing. It appears like mixture. But it cannot mixture. The aeroplane is keeping its identity, the bird is keeping its identity.
Is the human soul then limited or unlimited?
Limited.
Limited.
Yes.
Yeah. It has boundaries and...
Yeah. Because you are limited, therefore you are under the control of miscellaneous. And that is being explained there. He is limited. If he keeps his limited existence, that is nice. And unnecessarily he wants to become unlimited. That is the issue. How can it?
I seem to remember reading a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that said, I can't quite remember what chapter it was, but it said that Krishna was talking to Arjuna, and it said that Krishna said to Arjuna, when you realize me, or when you realize God, or Krishna, you will see the whole of creation with insight.
You
will see the whole of creation with inside me and with inside yourself. Is that a true translation?
Clarity.
Yes.
No. You will see all beings and me and me and all beings.
What is that? Does it mean all beings? In Krishna.
I thought, the way I read it, the translation that I read also said, look inside yourself, your own
Krishna, he has Paramatma, is everyone, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, is the original people. But that doesn't mean everyone is Krishna. You are in this room, that doesn't mean you are room.
So we are in God and God is in us.
Yes. Without God, we are very distant.
A true yogi observes me and all beings, and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized man sees me everywhere.
Divine Grace, do you think that every human being will become liberated? Do you think every human being will become liberated? This is what you mean.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you very much for your time.
Amen.